The Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, The Truth About Us, go to BrantHanson.com.
Greetings to you. My name is Brant. Producer Sherry is here too. Thank you for listening. And you should know, if you're new to the show, it can take just a little bit of getting used to.
Mm-hmm.
We totally understand that. Sherry's got a big laugh that people react to very positively.
And others.
And there are others. But not many. And then I'm very dry. Mm-hmm. I have a dry sense of humor. It's my personality.
So it takes 4 Mondays to get used to the show. That's what someone said.
So you're already down one. You get your first Monday taken care of. Time for Brant's three things. Three hopefully helpful things that we start with this giant fanfare to alert you that it's a feature of the program. Question, why back in the day did so many people become Christians? It couldn't be stopped. The Roman Empire was trying to stop it. They couldn't stop it.
Mm-hmm.
Why did it explode? So I have three reasons why.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's more, but I try to simplify everything.
We sure could learn from it today, I'm sure.
I'd be super oversimplistic here. Number one, they were joyful in the face of suffering. There's a plague. I mean, we've got the pandemic and stuff going on, but they got a plague that was awful.
Mm-hmm.
People were leaving town, leaving their loved ones who were dying, and the Christians wouldn't leave.
Mm.
They'd meet them on the road. They're leaving town, leaving their loved ones behind to die, and the Christians are walking into town joyfully. Mm. There's something so compelling about people that aren't anxious and aren't fearful. I mean, it exploded after the plague, during the plague, the number of people becoming believers when they saw that. Here's reason number two. We talked about joy in the face of suffering first, but second one, very compelling to people. Christians were so forgiving.
Mm-hmm.
They were under persecution, extreme, genuine persecution.
Mm-hmm.
Lose your job, lose your family, lose your life, persecution. Mm-hmm. And they were forgiving people in the face of that. There's no evidence that I've seen or heard of groups of counterattacks.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's it, we're gonna go get them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's this bizarre forgiveness that made no sense to people other than this Jesus person must be real. So the third reason we talked about joy in the face of suffering and the compelling lifestyle of forgiveness these people were living that drew people in. But the third thing was they were so generous with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Wildly generous.
That is true.
And people noticed that, including one of the Roman rulers. I was studying this. Like, he really hated Christianity, but he's like getting really frustrated. Like, why do they keep growing? So he's tried to start small groups of people that would take care of each other's needs
right.
and stuff. Like,
didn't quite work out.
No, it didn't quite work out. But it was like, whatever they're doing, we better do it because they're loving each other so well. We need some of that. You can't please everybody. That is a fact.
That's true.
I mean, it's sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I get these. We laugh about this from time to time. Like, mm-hmm. So part of my job, just so you know, you're listening to me and Sherry talk, kind of like, not part of my job, but just like to add some extra income.
Right.
Like, I'll read a commercial or something. And then people are like, I don't know who that guy is, but I hate him.
Yeah, when you read the commercial.
Yeah, it's just like, they don't even know who I am.
Yeah, because you don't say your name necessarily. They don't know anything about the show.
Right. It's not even necessarily on this station.
Right.
It's on some station and wherever.
And they hunt you
they
down to tell you how much they do not like you.
I never thought about that, like, growing up, when I hear somebody do a commercial, be like, I got to tell that guy he's terrible.
I will take six hours out of my day to find him.
He needs to know he's terrible, and I
have to be the one.
I'm going to have to be the one to tell him. We have a little tradition on the show, and this is it. It's our Monday song. It is guaranteed. I actually issue a guarantee.
Do you?
Yep.
What happens if it doesn't do what you said it's going
to
do?
Then you get to...
got it.
Anyway, sing along. Here we go. I wonder if so aimless life feels sin. I would let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light. Here we go.
I saw the light. I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Covered me. I had no idea where the way Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
That's right. That's why it is guaranteed 100%.
You know it's true. If you see somebody and they're like, you ought to do this, you ought to do that, and you know them and you're like, well, you don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
You listen to them.
Right.
Respect that.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't. Like, well, no. Wait a second.
Right.
Like, if you need to cut down your carbon emissions as I take off in my private jet to Australia. Okay, man.
Yeah, it's hard to listen to that person.
Hard. I think people have a hard time listening to us.
Mm.
They talk about peace and joy, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't see us being unified, why would they? Maybe like, you guys can't even get your own act. Like, don't tell us.
Yeah.
And I do feel like that's where a lot of the animus comes from.
I would agree.
So we really need to love each other. We really do. This unity thing's got to be real. Or why would even, why would people listen? Everyone needs a mission. I have a mission. I have a submission.
Okay.
Underneath my missions, I have sub.
Oh, good.
And one of my submissions is, I think, I just know this from experience, leaving phone charger cords in hotel rooms around the world.
Oh, for other people.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, or for just me. I mean, just to have the experience of doing it. Clearly, that's something that I'm gifted to do.
So if we looked at bullet points of your agenda in life, that's one of them.
It's up there.
Okay.
And I've been very successful.
I was
going
to say, how are you faring with
excellent, it? Excellent. Good. Scattering them near and yon throughout the world. How about those Olympics? They're going on.
Yeah.
Once again, this is not the official Olympic team.
Because?
Because we get sued.
That's right.
Want to get that out of the way. TM, etc. But you know, I see the, I forget what they call them. There's just different gymnastics events. Just like, what is it, the figure skating.
Yeah, so yeah.
Anything you do in front of a judge,
mm-hmm.
it's hard not to watch that and go, that's just so life right there.
Mm-hmm.
Like thinking, I think even people who don't believe in God or say mm-hmm. they don't believe in God think they're performing for something.
Yes, yes.
Was it good enough? Was it good enough? I hope you didn't see that. Mm-hmm. I'm good enough. I'm good enough. You can see it because it's performative mm-hmm. virtue or things. And then we're worried we're going to get points deducted in the end and then we'll be evaluated in the end and mm-hmm. get an up or down score.
Yeah.
And if we did good enough, we're put on a pedestal
mm-hmm.
and hailed and we get to be on Wheaties. And if we didn't do good enough, well, you're cast into...
Mm-hmm.
you know, ignominy.
Yeah, nobody knows you.
Nobody knows you.
Mm-hmm.
I tried not to say ignominy too, but I couldn't think of another word.
Go ahead. It's all right. We'll take it.
I might have to look it up, actually. I'm not sure what I meant. So thankful for our sponsors. They help us do this stuff, like the podcast. And one of them is Fellowship Home Loans. Mike and Brian, we think they're awesome. And
we
so
do,
if you're going to
yeah.
get a mortgage, talk to them. We've done it, and it's been a huge help. It could save you a lot of money, too. If you want to refinance, they do that. And they're so good at coming up with creative ideas. Anyway, if you're interested in talking to them, just exploring that, just go to fellowshiphomeloans.com. You follow Jesus and the effects may surprise you. What I mean by this, I love how C.S. Lewis put it. He was talking about like, you think you're going to invite Jesus into your life or whatever the verbiage would be.
Mm-hmm.
Invite him into my heart. He's going to come in, help me reform a little bit. Like help me, he's going to paint the house. He's going to fix a couple things, can turn it into something a little bit nicer. That's what he's going to do. But no, like Lewis says, he shows up as a bulldozer and he starts...
he has to knock that down and then tear the foundation up.
You invited him in. If you're going to do that, guess what? Yeah, he's going to be knocking down walls. He's going to be knocking this over, mm-hmm. tearing up the floor, the ceiling, and he's going to expand this house and make it into a castle.
Yeah.
Why? Because it's got to be fit for a king to live there because mm-hmm. it's his house now. And I love that C.S. Lewis put it that way. Now, I know this is going to sound like a dad brag, but maybe you already know my son's going to medical school.
Mm-hmm.
But I was listening about his medical school. It's
mm-hmm.
really cool. They get you in like clinic settings right off the bat.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I mean, you're like, okay. Wait a second, I just got a degree in math. Now I got a white coat on.
Yeah, I'm not ready yet.
And people will treat you like you're an expert because mm-hmm. you got the white coat on or whatever. But I think that's so brilliant.
Why?
Because now everything you're going to be studying or reading, you connect to, I need to know this for people.
Mm.
So it's not just dry knowledge. I'm not just trying to accrue knowledge. I'm trying to, I need to learn this, that it changes me so I become a better doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Once you start doing the thing, mm-hmm. and I feel that way about the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't want it to be something I master. I want it to master me
mm-hmm.
and change me. And that brings it to life.
Mm-hmm.
Just thinking that's a big, big advantage to have all that classroom learning brought to life really early on. I'm going to make the announcement. It's about time to be honest. It's fanfare.
All right. This is good. Oh, it's too long. No, that note, because you couldn't hit the higher one. You tried to say,
maybe I could hit
take
the
a little
one.
Harm. You didn't.
That's wild. You would think that I couldn't have, and then I settled.
You did.
I settled musically.
That's a settled note.
When have
I know
ever settled musically? So here's my announcement.
Uh-huh.
We keep forgetting to say this, and I keep thinking this is important.
Yes.
Subscribe to our podcast if you would, if you haven't.
Please, yes.
Go to Apple or Google or Spotify uh-huh. or whatever.
Yeah, I heard. It's on iHeart. Yeah.
Please subscribe. It helps.
Yeah, and leave a
review.
Yes.
I was going to mention that too, because apparently, now I didn't know why other podcasts were saying do that.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently, it boosts your visibility so that people can find your podcast.
Does it?
I guess.
We really should have learned about this before we started.
Oh, I bet I know why.
Why?
Probably, like, when it suggests podcasts okay. you might like mm-hmm. if more people will just leave a review or say something.
Okay.
Obviously, if your review's positive, it'd be wonderful.
Yes. Yes. Not bad. That's broadcast excellence to finish all of that within your music bed. Well done.
I actually
done.
Wasn't finished, but then I decided to be finished when I heard the big flourish comment.
Well done.
Thank you. Trying to stay on top of the latest trends.
Why?
It's not easy. Just be cool.
Okay.
I'm thinking about starting saying holla.
Okay. Now, like, that is not... Go ahead.
And then what I've learned, too, I don't know if you heard of this, but if somebody says holla to you,
mm-hmm.
you it's like holler,
yeah.
I think. And then what? You say holla back
yes.
to them. I think
all of that would be appropriate in about 2002.
Okay.
So you're not quite on top of it.
All right, I'm a little behind. So if I can just close the gap, I'm
yeah,
right now 19
right.
years.
Yeah, between. Run up one 2021 okay. here and get yourself some stuff.
I won't
stuff.
Do holla back. Oh, it's time for Remember When we sit outside on these rocking chairs
mm-hmm.
on the porch
yeah.
and we reflect on the past
mm-hmm.
in hopes that maybe some people are old enough to remember this.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when it was super cool? To have a 6-CD changer
Woo!
In the trunk of your car.
Oh, my goodness. In wait a minute, in the trunk of your car?
Yeah, you don't remember that?
Oh, I remember people having it at their houses and being very impressed. People
oh,
had
totally.
Them in the car?
Yeah, I didn't.
I did not
I
have.
I wasn't the king
I'm sorry.
Of Siam
What kind
or
of people were you running with, Brad Hanson, Mr. Royalty? I didn't have friends like that.
Well, la-ti-da. I didn't have people that had... any compact discs or anything. I just heard about it.
This has been the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, The Truth About Us, go to BrantHanson.com.